Winter is just about here in full flight, and it means it's going to get a great deal colder. Of course, whenever it gets to the heart of winter, we always turn our eyes towards the Vinnies Community Sleepout. Joining us to have a chat about it from Upper Heart of Homeless Support, Marina Lee Warner. Marina, how are we doing?
Oh, great. How are you, Andrew?
Not too bad. A few years ago, I was part of the sleepout. I've got to say, it was the coldest I've ever been in my life. I was rugged up as much as I could be, but it was freezing cold that night.
Well, it's deliberate, you see, because this date that is chosen for the Vinnie CEO sleepout and these offshoots, which are the community sleepouts, is the shortest day of the year. It's the winter solstice.
Ah.
So it's quite deliberate. You're meant to be cold, uncomfortable, and experience a night understanding what it's like to experience homelessness.
What are the figures on the number of homeless in Australia, just generally
speaking? I think it's around 120,000 a night are sleeping rough.
How much do you come in contact in your role with people living homelessly around the Upper Hunter?
Yeah, so from time to time we get reports from concerned residents, from the police, from community housing about people that they know are sleeping rough. So they tend to seek shelter under bridges, by the river. And also they sleep at railway stations. So often when we want to get some information, we pop along to the local railway stations here and they'll give us a little bit of an outline on people that they've noticed are sleeping rough. So we call that outreach, where we want to basically reach out to those people who are sleeping sleeping rough, give them some food if that's what they need, give them a warm sleeping blanket if that's what they need, and then refer them, set them up with services.
The Vinnie's Community Sleepout is just a very small way for those of us to empathise with the experience that they're going through. Tell us what happens on the night.
Okay, so basically St Vincent de Paul do a lot of work in the area, as we know, for vulnerable people, and we work very closely with our local Vinnies, to get clothing for people, to get assessments done for furniture, for food relief and that kind of thing. So on the night, which is Thursday, June the 23rd, and it's going to be at our new premises, which is 3 Wilkinson Avenue next to the Aquatic Centre.
Are you not doing it at the showground this time?
Not doing it at the showground. We've got these lovely new premises.
Offices,
we've got showers, we've got a drop-in centre. So, we want the community to know about our new centre.
Sure.
So we're going to have it there because there's plenty of bowling green, because it was the old bowling club, to pitch your tent.
Okay.
So we're going to have it there. And look, we usually get a really good turnout of between 40 to 60 people who sleep out.
Yes.
And they're from businesses, they're from the mining and energy sector, they're from all over the place. So Carol from Vinnie's does a fantastic job of getting the word out there. So we've now got this loyal following because we've been doing it for about 8 years now. And we've also got Garth Belford involved as well. So he's fantastic. So look, there's going to be some entertainment on the night. Speaking of which, I'd love to hear from anybody who'd like to, use this opportunity to perform to some people and come
bring
along.
The guitar down and play a bit.
Because everyone I've tried so far is busy on that night and I don't want it just left to me and my belly dance outfit or my very bad saxophone playing. So I think it would be really, really good if some of the wonderful talent in the Upper Hunter put their hand up and said, we can come down and entertain people.
We'll see if we might be able to help you out in that regard.
Good. Yeah. There'll be a soup kitchen, which is run by the Red Cross ladies. There'll be an online auction, and that's always our really big fundraiser.
All right.
So, people don't necessarily have to be there. It'll be streamed live on Facebook, and they can attend the auction on Facebook. So we found that to be a really, really popular and positive way that people can engage.
So for anybody who would like to be a part of it, where do they go to get the information and say they're going to come on down?
Okay, so hop onto the Vinnie's Community Sleepout Facebook page. You can also buy your sticky tickets there. So that's another way we're fundraising. You can buy a sticky ticket.
Right, okay.
And then just send a message and one of our administrators will get back to you, and we're just compiling a list of people who want to sleep out for the night. Or you can come along just for the entertainment, for the trivia, for the online auction. Get some soup and you can go home. And a lot of people just choose to then sleep in their own backyard or couch surf.
Right.
Because sleeping on the couch is another really big thing that's happening around here.
Yeah, that's true. It's the Vinnie's Community Sleepout. It's going to be 6 p.m. Thursday, June 23rd at 3 Wilkinson Avenue. Marina Lee Warner, thank you very much for the work that you do. Thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you for your support, Andrew.